In this session, we will look at the inheritance tax implications of transfers made by close companies. A close company is a company controlled by either five or fewer participators, or any number of participators, however many there are, who are directors. A participator is defined as anyone who possesses or is entitled to acquire share capital or voting rights in the company. Essentially, a participator means a shareholder. For IHT purposes, the definition of a close company is extended to include non-UK companies. Close companies can make transfers of value for IHT. A transfer of value will arise where a close company makes a disposition such that there is a loss to the company as a result of that disposition. For example, if a close company transfers a house to a director for no consideration, or for a consideration at less than market value, this will give rise to a transfer of value. However, while companies can make transfers of value, only individuals and trusts can make chargeable transfers. Therefore, when a close company makes a transfer of value, that transfer is apportioned to each participator in the company in accordance with his or her rights and interests immediately prior to the transfer. In essence, as companies cannot make chargeable transfers for IHT, any transfer made by a close company is allocated to the shareholders of the company for the purpose of charging IHT. Lifetime transfers, which do not qualify as PETs, are immediately chargeable to IHT. A transfer of value by a close company is specifically prevented from being a PET. Therefore, where a close company transfer is apportioned to the shareholders, the value transferred is immediately chargeable to IHT. The transfer is based upon the net amount apportioned to each participator after taking account of any compensating increase in their estate resulting from the transfer. The transfer can be reduced by any available annual exemptions. The spouse exemption is also available. For example, assume a close company makes a transfer of value which is apportioned to Mr. Smith, a director. If that transfer results in an increase in the estate of Mr. Smith's spouse or civil partner, the transfer is exempt. By way of illustration, Starling Limited is a UK company, 75% owned by Guy Potter and 25% owned by Craig Turner. In January 2011, Starling Limited sold some land to Peter Garvey, a friend of Guy and Craig's, for £1 million. The value of the land at the date of transfer was £1.2 million. Starling Limited is a close company, as it is controlled by five or fewer shareholders. It has made a transfer of value of £1.2 million minus £1 million, being £200,000. This is apportioned back to the shareholders as follows. The amount apportioned to Guy Potter is £200,000 times by 75%, being £150,000. The amount apportioned to Craig Turner is £200,000 times by 25%, being £50,000. Both Guy and Craig have therefore made chargeable lifetime transfers for IHT. The transfers can be reduced by annual exemptions. Transfers above exemptions are then charged to tax in the usual way, i.e. by deducting available nil bands, etc. For example, assume that in the above illustration, Guy Potter had created a discretionary trust for his family in June 2006 with £250,000 in cash. This had been his only previous transfer. The transfer apportioned to Guy Potter under Section 94 IHTA 1984 is £150,000. From this, we deduct two annual exemptions, giving a chargeable lifetime transfer of £144,000. We then deduct the remaining nil band. This is £325,000, less the chargeable lifetime transfer Guy made in 2006. This was £250,000, less two annual exemptions, giving £244,000. The remaining nil band is therefore £81,000, giving a taxable amount of £63,000. IHT is then payable at the grossed up rate of 20 over 80, giving tax of £15,750. Guy is treated as having made a gross lifetime transfer of £159,750. This is now on Guy's clock for accumulation purposes. Moving on to Craig Turner. Craig had made no previous gifts. The transfer apportioned to Craig is £50,000. Again, we deduct two annual exemptions, giving a chargeable lifetime transfer of £44,000. Craig had made no previous transfers, so the available nil band is £325,000, giving a taxable amount of nil. For accumulation purposes, Craig is treated as having made a gross lifetime transfer of £44,000. Turning now to the IHT charge on the participator. The amount attributed to the participator is the transfer of value by the closed company multiplied by the percent interest less the increase in the participator's estate as a result of the transfer. By way of illustration, Mirable Limited is a UK company owned in equal shares by Mark Jupp, Richard Black and Peter White. In March 2011, Mirable Limited sold a property in Spain to Richard Black for £90,000. The value of the property at the date of the transfer was £150,000. Mirable Limited has therefore made a transfer of value of £150,000 less £90,000, being £60,000. This will be apportioned back to the shareholders. We will need to adjust the apportionments as Richard received the property, so his estate has increased as a result of the transfer by the company. Mark Jupp has a one-third interest, so the transfer apportioned to him is £60,000 times by a third, which is £20,000. Peter White also has a one-third interest, so the amount apportioned to him is the same, i.e. £20,000. The position for Richard Black is different, as he received the property, so his estate increased as a result of the transfer. In this case, the transfer apportioned to him is £20,000 less the increase in Richard's estate, which is £60,000. The amount apportioned to Richard is therefore nil. Next, we will consider who is responsible for paying the tax on close company transfers. As the transfer of value was made by the company, it is the company who is primarily liable for payment of the inheritance tax. Therefore, in the illustration of Starling Limited above, the company will be liable to pay the tax of £15,750. However, for accumulation purposes, the gross transfers are normally added to the IHT clock of the participator. There is an exception for persons to whom not more than 5% of the value has been attributed, i.e. to individuals having 5% or less of the share capital or voting rights. In this case, a tax charge can still arise, but the gross transfer is not then added to that individual's cumulative total. If the company has not paid the IHT by the normal due date, HMRC can seek recovery of the tax either from the participators to whom the transfer of value was attributed, or from any person benefiting from the transfer of value. No tax can be recovered from participators with no more than 5% of the shares. The due date for payment of the tax is the usual due date for payment of IHT on lifetime transfers, being the later of 6 months from the end of the month of the transfer of value, or 30th of April in the following tax year. Certain transfers of value by closed companies are disregarded for IHT purposes. These include The value attributable to a payment to any person who is chargeable to income tax or corporation tax on that payment. This provision exempts payments such as those to employees or suppliers in the ordinary course of business, and any distributions to shareholders as dividends. Transfers apportioned to individuals not domiciled in the UK, where the transfer is attributable to property situated outside the UK. For example, if a close company makes a transfer of value of a foreign asset, e.g. a non-UK investment property, no apportionment is made to a non-UK domicile participator. This is consistent with the general rule for excluded property, in that if the non-domiciled individual had owned the foreign assets directly rather than via a company, the transfer would be outside the scope of IHT. Dispositions by close companies for the benefit of employees. The transfer is disregarded if the company makes a contribution to a qualifying employee benefit trust. Under Section 98, IHTA 1984, IHT charges can arise when a close company alters its share capital, such that there is a loss to the estate of one or more of its shareholders. Where there is an alteration to either the unlisted share capital of a close company or the rights attaching to unlisted shares or debentures of a close company, the alteration is treated as a disposition made by the participators of the company. The disposition will give rise to a chargeable lifetime transfer, not a PET. For example, assume that Sundance Investments Limited, an unlisted investment company, has an issued share capital of 10,000 shares. Paul Redford has 6,000 shares, being a majority 60% holding, while Bob Newman has 4,000 shares, being a minority 40% holding. Paul's shares are worth £100 per share, being part of a majority holding, while Bob's shares are worth £40 per share. Sundance Investments Limited allows Bob Newman to subscribe for 20,000 new £1 shares at par. As there has been an alteration in the share capital of a close company, we need to consider whether there has been a transfer of value by a shareholder. There are now 30,000 issued shares. Paul Redford still has 6,000 shares, while Bob Newman's holding has increased to 24,000 shares. Paul's shares are now worth £15 per share, while Bob's shares now are worth £28.75 per share, now being part of a majority holding. Neither Paul nor Bob has previously made any transfers. Sundance Investments Limited is a close company. As the value of Paul's shareholding in the company has decreased as a result of the alteration in the share capital, this is a transfer of value for IHT purposes. The value of the transfer is the difference between the value of Paul's shares before the alteration and the value of his shares after the alteration. The value of Paul's holding before the alteration is 6,000 shares at £100 each, being £600,000. After the alteration, Paul still has 6,000 shares, but these are now a minority holding and as such are worth only £15 each, being £90,000. The transfer of value is therefore £510,000. From this we deduct annual exemptions and the nil band to give a taxable amount of £179,000. Tax at 20 over 80 is £44,750. As this is not a transfer made by the company, any resulting IHT is the liability of the shareholder, in this case, Paul. A different answer would arise if Sundance Investments Limited had offered the shares to Paul and Bob under a rights issue, and Paul had decided not to take up his rights. Under Section 3, Subsection 3 of IHTA 1984, an omission to exercise a right as a result of which the value of another person's estate is increased is a transfer of value for IHT. Therefore, Paul's failure to take up his rights shares would give rise to a transfer of value of £510,000 before exemptions, as calculated above. However, under Section 3, an omission to exercise a right gives rise to a PET, such that tax would only be chargeable in the event of Paul's death within 7 years. There is one practice question to complete this session. Sting Investments Limited has made a transfer of value of £500,000, being the value of the two swords gifted to Henry and John. As Sting Investments Limited is a close company, this transfer is apportioned to the shareholders. Henry Gondorf has a 60% shareholding, so the amount apportioned to him is £500,000 times 60%, being £300,000. John Hooker has a 40% shareholding, so the amount apportioned to him is £500,000 times by 40%, being £200,000. However, the value of both shareholders' estates has increased as a result of the transfer, so this increase must be deducted from the amount apportioned. Each sword was individually worth £180,000, so both transfers must be reduced by this amount. The transfer apportioned to Henry is therefore £120,000, and the transfer apportioned to John is £20,000, giving a total of £140,000. No exemptions or nil bans are available, so tax is due at 20 over 80, being £35,000. This tax will be payable by the company, or it can be collected from Henry and John should the company fail to pay. That concludes this lecture on IHT and close companies.